the rest of the story. You are in Italy, in Vatican City. You're standing at the entrance to the Sistine Chapel. You have come to see one of the great masterworks, the largest, most comprehensive painting in the entire world, The Last Judgment by Michelangelo. Superficially, The Last Judgment is a tempest of contending forms, an explosion of soaring, floating, falling figures. Yet what seems chaotic is actually, from the artistic standpoint, meticulously organized. You see, The Last Judgment is everything its title implies. It's a mind-blowing panorama of earth, heaven, and hell, through which the end and the beginning are as one. So, you're standing at the entrance to the Sistine Chapel, and you walk inside. Before you is Michelangelo's immortal masterwork, but something is wrong. The great painting, The Last Judgment, has been defaced. No, this is not hypothetical, this is not what if. I'm telling you that Michelangelo's Last Judgment, at this moment, has been defaced. The master's skillfully shaped figures have been disfigured. The story of how that happened and who is responsible will unfold as you learn the rest of the story. Several years ago, a deranged person named Laszlo Toth, T-O-T-H, invaded the Vatican bearing a hammer. The victim of his fury was a priceless sculpture of Mary embracing the dead Jesus, Michelangelo's Pietà. Since what has been considered the most shocking act of vandalism in recent history, the Pietà has been restored. Yet something in the Sistine Chapel, which has also been defaced, has not been restored. And in fact may never again be as it was when Michelangelo finished it, the incomparable Last Judgment. The Pope who commissioned that painting some 4.5 centuries ago, Clement the VII, died before Michelangelo could begin work. It was Clement's successor, Pope Paul III, who lured the artist away from other work so that the Last Judgment could be undertaken immediately. Paul III was one of the great connoisseurs and collectors of the Renaissance. He knew what Michelangelo had in mind for this great painting, and he approved wholeheartedly. The finished masterpiece, as publicly unveiled on Christmas Day 1541, will almost certainly never be seen again. The painting's been tampered with, literally defaced, disfigured. Today only the basic artistic composition remains. And yet the person responsible for the defacement was not a vandal, far from it. He was a 16th century pope, Pope Pius IV. You see, the great Michelangelo's conception of the end of the world was a judgment day when all thoughts are known and no secrets are hidden. And to represent this, he painted all of the figures in the Last Judgment naked. And so it was by assignment of a subsequent pope responding to charges of obscenity by reformers that a lesser artist painted clothing over all of Michelangelo's nude bodies. And the Last Judgment in its original form was lost forever. And now, you know the rest of the story.